Tonight we're going to talk about Jesus calms the sea. Jesus calms the sea. This is good news. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Tonight I want you to imagine your life as a boat. Imagine your life as a boat. Your life, your boat is made up of various parts. You've got the financial area. You've got job and career. Relationships with other people, relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got your emotions, and you have your physical health. You have so many parts to this boat, and maybe a storm has hit your life and is rocking your boat. My question to you tonight is this. What is your reaction to the storm in your life right now, or to the storm that may hit you in the future? Is your reaction fear or a smile? Imagine Jesus Christ on your boat or in your boat. You know, if you've accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, guess what? He is in the boat of your life. You know, your reaction to the storm ought to be a sense of peace deep down on the inside, because the Prince of Peace, Jesus, lives on the inside of you. With God on your side, all things are possible. Do you agree tonight? Let's turn to Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. Luke 8, 22 through 25. It's the main text. If you have a Bible, you can follow along. Once you have the passage, look up. So I know you'll. So I will know that you're there. Okay. Luke 8, 22. One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. Verse 24. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're going to drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided and all was calm. "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." Think about it. Jesus and his disciples in a boat. It must have been a nice day. They were sailing on the waters. And all at once, a storm arose, and the boat is rocked. There's two reactions in this account. Two reactions. The reaction of the disciples and the reaction of Jesus. How did the disciples react when the storm arose on the lake? They reacted with fear and intimidation. They must have been anxious, pacing back and forth. "Jesus, don't you care about us? We're about to drown." So they're nervous, they're anxious. Would you agree? And then we have the reaction of Jesus. How was Jesus reacting to the storm?
No fear.
No fear. He reacted with peace. You might be asking tonight, what do you mean Jesus reacted with peace? Friend, he was sleeping peacefully in the midst of the storm. It did not bother him. It's when the disciples awoke him that he got up and he rebuked the storm and it became calm. Now we're to imitate Jesus Christ. The Word of God says in 1 John 2:6, if we claim to live in him, we ought to walk as Jesus walked. The walk of Jesus was a walk of peace in the midst of storms. You know, I noticed a sign at a store in South Tulsa last year. Remember, we got hit by, the economy got hit really hard last year. Remember that? About September? Got hit hard, the stock market went down, people lost a lot of money in the market, and this sign said this at the store in South Tulsa. It said, "Concerning the stock market nowadays, I sleep like a baby. I wake up every 2 hours crying." You know, and friend, tonight, your storm might be other than stocks negatively hit. You know, your storm might be an unexpected report about a loved one. a sudden and unexpected loss of a friend or a job or a relationship. And so tonight your boat is being rocked. Maybe your storm is uncertainty about the future in your life. Will I ever go forward? Will I always be in need? Will I have a job at the beginning of next year? Will I be making more by the hour at the start of 2010? So your storm tonight might be uncertainty, and your mind is just thinking left and right, up and down. There's a storm of thoughts hitting your mind. You know, in the midst of your storm, you don't have to be like the baby who wakes up every 2 hours crying. In the midst of your storm, you can sleep peacefully like Jesus did in that boat in the midst of the storm. We're imitators of Jesus Christ, right? We ought to imitate Him because the Prince of Peace lives on the inside of us. Jesus Christ is the miracle-working God. He wants to bring the miracle of peace into your life tonight. Jesus has something to say about His peace. You want to turn to John 14, verse 27. The peace of Jesus. John 14, verse 27. He's telling His disciples that He will ascend back to heaven and He's going to leave them the Holy Spirit. And in verse 27, He says this, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid." What is Jesus saying here in John 14, 27? I don't give you peace as the world gives. I think this is what Jesus is trying to say. He's trying to say that the world, those who are not believers in Jesus Christ, their understanding of peace is happiness. They mistake happiness for peace. And happiness is based upon happenings. So if somebody out there has a nice house, a great spouse, a nice boat, is making good money, the happenings are going well for them, right? And so they say that they have peace. But that's their understanding of peace. It's only temporary happiness as we understand it.
The devil's a liar.
He is. And so when they lose that house, they lose that boat, they lose that career, they say they lose their peace. No, they have just lost their happiness. You know, some try to find peace in addictions. Cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, wrong relationships. You know what? These things don't provide peace. Nope. Alcohol doesn't provide peace. Drugs don't provide peace. Cigarettes don't provide peace. Immoral relationships don't provide peace. The only thing they provide is temporary relief. And when it wears out, you got to keep going back, and that there is an addiction. You see, everybody in this world, from north to south, from east to west, is searching for peace. I was driving in Tulsa some time back. I noticed a sign, and it said, "Inner Peace Yoga Classes." Inner Peace Yoga Classes. Everybody in this world, from the least to the greatest, is searching for inner peace. I was in India a number of years ago. I used to do a lot of missionary work in the country of India. So 6 or 7 years ago, I was in North India. And I was staying at the YWCA. They rent rooms out there. And on the side of the YWCA in New Delhi, India, there's like a patio area where you could eat lunch and dinner. And so I was there, and my Indian host friend and this other lady we met there, a Caucasian lady. And she began talking to us. And she said, "I started coming to India about 6 years ago." And she said, "I met this great Hindu leader. He's about 5 foot tall," she said. "He's funny looking. He's got a big old afro." And she said, I looked at him. He looked funny, but I fell in love with him. My heart melted." And so she's arguing back and forth with my Indian friend, my Indian host friend. He shows up to me and he gives me words of wisdom. He can do this and he can do that. And my friend, my Indian friend and her are talking back and forth and kind of arguing, right? So all at once, my friend asks her this question. He said, "Ma'am, is this Hindu leader able to give you peace on the inside?" And at that point, the conversation became silent. The understood answer was no. Friend, there is no religion. There is no religious leader except Jesus Christ. All right? There is no faith. There is nothing except the Christian faith that can give you peace. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. People are looking for peace, and only Jesus can give it. No thing, no one can give it to you except Jesus Christ. He says, "My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives." What does he mean by that? "I do not give to you as the world gives." Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. In other words, he was saying that my peace is so much greater. My peace surpasses any human understanding. He was saying this, I believe, that you can have my peace in the midst of the storm that you're going through in your life. And Jesus practiced that in Luke 8:22 through 25. He had peace in the midst of the storm. He was sleeping peacefully in the boat. Would you agree? Friends, you can have the peace of God in your life. Back in the summer of 2005, I put a team together to go to South India to do some tsunami relief. Late 2004, a tsunami hit some Asian nations. India was hit pretty hard. The storm just hit the nation. People lost a lot. They lost loved ones. And God just placed it on my heart to go to India, South India, and do some relief. Bring the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so put a team together of four people. And we were to go out the summer of 2005. And so the night before we flew out to India, I received a call from one of the team members. And this is what he said. He was an older man. He said, "Jonathan, I've had a medical emergency. And my doctor is telling me that I should not be flying to India at this time." And I was like, oh my goodness. A thousand thoughts started going across my mind. You know, did I make the wrong move? Should I reschedule? Should I schedule at another time? Should I just cancel the trip? I didn't know what to think. I thought to myself, my goodness, I lost half my team because he was married. His wife was coming with him. So in the midst of that storm, the storm of thoughts hitting my mind, guess what I had deep down on the inside? The peace of Almighty God. Serenity, calmness. God was saying, "Jonathan, yes, it's difficult, it's tough. You lost half your team, but you've got my peace deep down on the inside. Go, do not reschedule the trip. This is my will for you at this time in your life." And guess what? We went to South India. We taught in a Bible school there. We brought the gospel to a village there that had never heard the gospel before, and so many people were saved. They accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And friend, if He did it for me, He can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. You can have the peace of Almighty God in the midst of the storm that you might be going through today. Don't let anyone or anything tell you differently. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Jesus who brought peace to the storms 2,000 years ago is the Jesus who's able to bring peace to the storm in your life today. Amen?
Amen.
But what will it require to have God's peace when you're hit by a storm? What will it require to have the peace of God when you're hit by an unexpected storm? Financial loss, depression, loss of a loved one, whatever that storm might be. What will it require to have the peace of God when your life is unexpectedly hit by a storm? It's in Luke 8. Verse 25, the passage we read. What did Jesus say to the disciples after he rebuked the storm, what did he say? He said, where is your faith? So what's it going to require to have God's peace in the middle of a storm? Faith. What is faith? Trust. Anybody else? Believing in things you can't see. What is faith? Faith is knowing that in the middle of your storm, God is right there with you. Trusting fully in God that He's got your life under His control. Knowing that when your boat is being rocked, it's being rocked in the palm of God's hands.
Amen.
He's not going to let it tip. He's not going to let you drown. God has got your back. You will win. You will climb that mountain. You can have the victory in Jesus Christ. But it's going to require faith, trust in God. And the Bible tells us the one thing that pleases God. Hebrews 11:6. He said it, faith.
Without faith it's impossible to please Him. Those that come to Him must believe that He is. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
That's it. Without faith it is impossible to please God. To me that says that with faith, trust in God, it is possible to please God. What kind of faith is God looking for, friends? He's looking for a childlike faith, a faith that does not doubt His goodness and His power for even one moment. Imagine the little 3-year-old girl that loves her daddy, and her daddy loves her. Comes home from a long day's work, he knocks on the door. She runs to daddy, she runs into his arms. Daddy kisses her, hugs her. She has complete faith and trust in daddy. Daddy provides her shelter. He provides her food. He provides her bed. He provides her with every good thing. She does not doubt daddy's goodness for even one moment. Friend, that is childlike faith. That's what God is looking for in us. It's childlike faith, a faith that does not doubt Him.
Amen.
And He's looking for a persistent faith. A faith that does not give up. You know, you might have been in your storm for a week, or 2 weeks, or a month, or a year, and it might feel long to you. My word of encouragement to you tonight is this: don't give up when it feels like it's so long. Remember Abraham. How many here remember Abraham of the Old Testament? God promised him that He would make him into a great nation. How long did Abraham wait? Think about it. He was 75 years old when God promised him that He'd make him into a great nation. Guess when the promise started coming to fruition? When he was 100 years old. How long did Abraham wait? He waited 25 years. He did not give up faith in God. And friends, we need to imitate the faith of Abraham. A persistent faith. A non-quitting faith. A faith that does not give up when it seems like it's been so long. When the going gets tough, the tough in God get going. Amen?
Amen.
So what is it going to take to have peace in the midst of your storm? Faith and patient faith. God wants to give you His peace deep down on the inside that surpasses any human understanding. You know, the word peace in the Old Testament comes from shalom. What does shalom mean? Literally means wholeness. Wholeness. And if your storm is physical sickness, God wants to bring His shalom into your life, His wholeness to your physical body. If your storm is financial lack, God wants to bring His shalom, His wholeness, into your finances. He wants to give you provision. You know, if your storm is depression, grief, sorrow, God wants to bring His shalom, His wholeness, to your emotions. He wants to give you joy in the place of grief, peace in the place of depression. You know, if your storm is a broken relationship, God wants to bring His shalom, His wholeness to that broken relationship. He wants to mend it for you. But it takes what?
Faith.
Childlike faith. Trust in God. A persistent, non-quitting faith that God is going to be faithful to His Word. That what God says in His Word that He will do for you, He will do it without the shadow of a doubt. Amen? God loves you so very much, and it all begins with accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior.